Forced marriage was criminalised in Australia in 2013. Since then, hundreds of cases have been referred to the Australian Federal Police, but no one has been prosecuted. Forced marriages are typically arranged by family members, which often makes it difficult for the victim to call police. But experts say that's not necessarily a problem if victims can be given the help they need outside the criminal justice system. Bridget Fitzgerald has this story.
A lot of people are very reluctant to seek assistance or to be involved in a criminal process because of the concept of shame and dishonour.
Dr. Carol Kaplanian is an expert in honour killings, female genital mutilation and forced marriage, where someone gets married without free or full consent. She says although each of those crimes are very different, they all come from the same idea, preserving family honour.
Law is not going to stop people from committing these forms of crime because culture speaks a language that is for them more pertinent, more important than the consequences that they may suffer.
So how do you go about towing that fine line between explaining the law while also respecting those cultural boundaries?
I am 100% from a research and from a clinical perspective with the law, but I do know for a fact that the numbers that we have on paper are a grave underestimation of the reality of the problem in the community. Because the issue is not about the law, the issue is about people not understanding what may have happened to them is something that is against the law.
Forced marriage was criminalised in 2013. Under the law, it's akin to slavery and human trafficking. As of December last year, there were 292 cases referred to the Australian Federal Police. Most relate to women and girls in migrant communities forced into marriages between the ages of 16 and 21. But there are yet to be any prosecutions.
The most common thing they will say is, "I don't want anyone to get into trouble, I just don't want to get married."
Laura Vidal is a policy and research specialist with Good Shepherd Australia New Zealand. She's worked extensively with women and girls attempting to flee forced marriages.
Prosecutions are a challenge because it requires the individual at risk to bring that case forward to essentially engage in a criminal prosecution against their own family members.
Laura Vidal says it's more effective to assist people out of marriages without engaging the criminal justice system. And that's the basis of a federal government program funded by the Department of Social Services and implemented by the Red Cross. Victims can access support without a criminal investigation or prosecution. Kyla Rabies, the National Coordinator of the Support for Trafficked People program at the Red Cross.
We're able to support individuals impacted or at risk of forced marriage for up to 200 days. They've been able to implement their own will and their own consent and not have the marriage occur, but they've also been able to maintain the family relationship.
The assumption among experts is that cases referred to the AFP can often end up in this kind of non-criminal mediation. Carol Kaplanian says in the absence of prosecution, education can be a more effective way to empower these women.
It's not about enforcing the Western understanding on people from different culture, but working with them in a way to allow them to preserve their own culture, but also to understand their human rights.
That's Dr. Carol Kaplanian ending that report from Bridget Fitzgerald.